Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live from, well, none other than Florida. Folks, we have not been down this far for the last 3 years. And we went from minus 11 degrees last week to 76 degrees today. So all is well. We're kind of on a layover here right now in the Pensacola area. We're going to be going back here to MSU College. This will be done on Wednesday, March 2nd. And then we're also going to do a high school over there as well, which is the greatest mission field that we have in this country. And why it is that we have forgotten our young people makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever, friends. I'll tell you who hasn't forgotten about your young people in this country is the enemies that mean to train them up and to make them into good little communists, and that's exactly what they've been doing. So Wednesday, March 2nd, we are going to be in South Carolina at MSU College. For 3 hours, I have those college students, friends. And then on a couple hours later, we're going to be at the high school there. And we're looking forward to it, to say the least. So anyways, with that said, friends, if you want to check us out online, you know the routine, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also go to SOL Radio on top of sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe to the live feed over on Rumble. We have a live feed that is accumulating more support as the days go on. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also, check out beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. We are there. It's just me today, and the reason it's just me today, friends, we were going to have Don Brown on, the attorney, and a part of the documentary called Fallen Angel concerning Extortion 17. He was going to be with us today, but because of our internet connection, not able to pull him up on a live Zoom feed so you can see him for yourself. We're going to push that back just a couple days until we get connected, right, friends, and we're going to bring that up so you can see Don as well as myself. That's what the issue was yesterday with Nikita Koloff, and we're not going to let that happen again. So, again, with that said, friends, we're going to kick the angel falling, Don Brown, attorney. We will have him up and coming in the next couple days here, and we'll get caught up on that. We'll probably bring Nikita Koloff back on with us as well because we want to get him up on Zoom. If at any time you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because Jesus Christ is the standard, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, and the list goes on. He is the standard. And as we say, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We depend upon the Holy Ghost here to lead us, Romans 8:14, not the arm of the flesh, which means to confuse us. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. Daniel 9:7. Now, folks, there's much talk of war going on right now, and it's interesting that here we are again. The things that the Lord is forecasting through the ministry, we have now done full circle, and we see the war that's being contrived over there in the Ukraine concerning the attack by Russia. I want to reiterate the point, friends, before we roll just a little bit forward, taking it line upon line, precept upon precept, that Russia's calling for a new world order, America's calling for a new world order, China's calling for a new world order, the ecumenical preacher Billy Graham was a part of this, the Pope is a part of this. So do not get distracted, friends, as to what is taking place in other countries right now. Because the fact of the matter is, friends, there's an invasion taking place in America while the mainstream media and their useful idiots are distracting you to look over at the Ukraine. Okay? That's their issue, not ours. Okay? But while you're being distracted, what I want to remind you of, friends, is that just recently, 16,000 Afghanis were dropped off in your backyard. This is on top of the 37, friends, or I'm sorry, the 35 jihadi camps that are in America already. Now, what's happening is we already know that there's an invasion going on the southern border. Well, you're being extracted by the mainstream media and the disgraceful treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3. Put that up against Scripture, Luke 22:48. You're being distracted by these people to look away from what is in fact happening in your own backyard. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. It's also interesting to note that we're listening to this compromised, treasonous individual, Lindsey Graham, talk about war. Isn't it interesting how they talk so lightly of war, and yet they've never been to war? Folks, what have we learned over the last 222 years of the 250 years of our existence? The powers that are tolerated by the people continuously create war. Why? Because it is a money maker. See, Lindsey Graham wants to lead you into war. Oh, mind you, a war that he's never been a part of. And we talked about this just a couple weeks, talking about full circle. Here we are again. Keep in mind, it's the politicians that always lead the people to war. And also keep in mind, it's never the politicians that are calling for the war that go to war. Nope, they always demand that your kids go to war on their behalf. And if people would pay attention that it is, in fact, a moneymaker, they wouldn't send their kids in the first place, period. They wouldn't send their kids in the first place. Remember about 2 weeks ago, friends, we gave you a quote by a war criminal, S.S. Officer Hermann Göring. Remember when he said, naturally, the common people don't want war? Remember he said, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America? This was in the 1940s, mind you. He said, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany, said Hermann Göring. Okay? That is understood, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. Folks, in this country, the only leader that we have is no king but King Jesus. Our appeal is to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, period. Okay? Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution is the leader under Christ because that is the law that is established. And the politicians of the day that are calling for the war, there's a war, friends, because the first casualty in that war is the truth that they fail to tell you, that it's about the military-industrial complex making trillions of dollars off of the blood of your children. Let me get to this. Hermann Göring goes on, all you have to do is tell them that you're being attacked. That you're being told, friends? Oh, just hang on a second. All that you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for the lack of patriotism. Guys like me for telling you the truth, exposing them for their crimes, Luke 12:2. Okay? And exposing the country to danger.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Florida. We are in a layover right now, waiting for the weekend to be over, and then we head up, back up to the East Coast concerning South Carolina, and then we will be rounding off back home, only to do it all over again next month, friends. We are out here keeping the Great Commission, March 16, 15. And, folks, we see the fruit of it every time we step out. We're looking for the opportunities. Remember, friends, God uses us for our availabilities, not our abilities. He equips us spiritually as we go forth in obedience as unto him. Read Acts 5:32. That's exactly what we're doing out here, seeing the fruit of it. Read Psalm 2 as well. King David prayed as he was influenced and empowered by the Holy Ghost to ask concerning the prayers that the Lord birthed in his heart. Ask of me, for the heathen is thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is thine. And that's exactly what he'll give you if you're willing to work with him and meet him on his terms once again. So with that said, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about war criminal Hermann Göring, who had said naturally the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. He said that's understood, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Now, I know that Americans in this country have been taught by the ignorant conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, by talking about the leaders that we have in this country. Americans, we do not have leaders in this country under God. Jesus Christ is that leader. The law leads us as we obey it, period, because the law has been given. And when we obey that by grace, Ephesians 2:8, we are liberated, 2 Corinthians 3:17, okay? So we have a representative government in America. We do not have leaders. And it bothers me greatly when I hear these individuals talk about the leaders that we have in the country. I just did this event in Iowa, and they had a bunch of politicians there talking about our leaders, filling the minds of the people with this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. And what's scary about it is they actually believe the things that they say when they're unconstitutional. And so you have to just go in there and be obedient to the Lord and love the people and tell them the truth, in many cases telling them the things that they don't want to hear, rather we have to tell them the things that they need to hear. And that's exactly what we do. It's the truth that makes men free, friends, not the lie. The truth makes men free. And going back to Hermann Göring, listen to the tone, because what he was calling for concerning war, he said that's all you have to do is tell the people that they're being attacked. Listen to what Lindsey Graham is doing. They're warmongers, and I'm telling you, friends, they're working for the military-industrial complex. Why we have a Lindsey Graham, why we have a Joe Biden, why we have a Ted Cruz, why we have many of these conservatives of the day, friends, bewilders me to no end, friends, because they are controlled opposition. We've talked about that several times. Got any questions concerning that? You know where we're at. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to tell you this. Hermann Göring also said what I didn't say during the first segment, I'm going to tell you here on the second segment. He said it works the same way in every country. It works the same way in every country. Let's go over to Smedley Butler. We're reiterating what the Holy Ghost had us on the lead, Romans 8:14, a couple weeks back, because now here we are, right? Understand, he was showing us things to come again. We're being led to war right now by corrupt politicians. Again, let me remind you, we have no business in that war whatsoever. And I'm telling you, it's contrived to distract the American people while they are under attack. Hang with me, friends. Smedley Butler said, I served in all commissioned ranks from second lieutenant to major general. And during that period, he said, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and for the bankers. He said, in short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. Isn't that interesting? And to the common man, I say this. I parrot that which General Smedley Butler said. He said, our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. He said, no one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason that they were marching off to kill and to die. Folks, if the American people would shut down the corrupt politicians, do you remember what William Randolph Hearst said? He said, I'll take the pictures. And he said, then I'll furnish the war. Okay? Take the pictures. And William Randolph Hearst said, I will furnish the war. They create the narrative, friends. They are the ones responsible for creating this war. And if I might insert this into our little conversation that we're having right now, if you want these wars to end, send them. Let me just reiterate that. If you want these wars to end, send them. Period. Folks, these are not legit, righteous wars. These are contrived wars because they're trying to create the chaos to bring in a new world order to what? Establish a global order. They're working in on this together. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Okay? They're in it together. They're all calling forth the same thing concerning a global order. Also keep in mind your modern-day politicians, namely that whore Kamala Harris, and others around that circle concerning this criminal administration are talking about continuously giving more power over to the United Nations. No, absolutely not. But also keep in mind, friends, you by force are supporting the United Nations, which was created out of World War II by your government because World War I failed concerning the League of Nations. Just wanted to make clear that you understood. Now, for anybody that thinks that maybe I'm stretching this just a bit too far, I want to go back to Erasmus, and I want you to listen to what he has to say. He said, war is delightful to those who had no experience of it. Now, I also want to remind you, friends, that it was Henry Kissinger once again that said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. This is the war criminal in other countries. They labeled him a war criminal. But for some reason or another, he's got a pass to sit at the desk inside of every president of the United States of America. Americans, consider the source. Because, like everything else, if you don't do the biddings of the tyrants for them, they are paralyzed. You neuter them. When you obey God, you neuter the enemies within. The enemies that mean to control you, friend. It really, truly is that simple. Now, I want you to remember that out of the 222 years, of the 250 years that we have been a country, do you know that we have been at war? I wanted to reiterate the fact, too, friend. Did you know that we have 737 military bases in this world right now occupying other countries? Isn't that interesting? Because most people didn't know that. And let me remind you, as I look at the U.S. Constitution, friends, I can't find where they have a constitutional authority within these documents to police the world. If you don't do it for them, they can't do it, regardless of what the scenario may be. Okay? But because the people don't listen, there's going to be another war. Folks, there's going to be another war. I'll tell you, the one that we're going to respond to is the one that comes to our front door. But keep in mind who's responsible for transgressing those laws, pulling down those laws, because if our said representative government were acting in such a capacity of maintaining those laws, we wouldn't have a war. And the wars that are within, concerning crime within, they would be what? Suppressed, because they would see that good government does not tolerate crime within. So I'm talking about without and within. And if we would merely obey God, as John Adams rightly said, friends, what a utopia this world would be. What a utopia this world would be. And it would be the bad guys that would pay the consequence for transgressing law rather than the innocent. Doesn't that sound like a good idea to you? It does to me, too. Now, friends, I want you to understand that, again, America has been at war 93% of the time since its inception. So that is 222 years out of the 250 years since 1776, or roundabout. The United States has been at peace for less than 20 years since its birth. So was Smedley Butler right? Yes, he was. This is about creating wars to establish and to allow the tyrant to take over more control of the people that they mean to enslave. This is not far-fetched. This is history, friends. This is history. When I come back, what we're going to do is we're going to get over to the invasion that is, in fact, taking place in your backyard right now. You are being distracted by Ukraine and Russia. 16,000 Afghans were just dropped in your backyard, friends. And I'm going to give it to you when we get back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting as Russia was beginning its invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations pulled no punches when speaking to Russia's ambassador.
And I welcome the decision of some members of this council to meet as soon as possible to consider the necessary decision that would condemn the aggression that you launch on my people. There is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell, Ambassador.
Here in the United States, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, said that the U.S. must ensure that Ukrainians are fully armed in the fight against Russian forces as he calls for tougher sanctions against Moscow. And with our own struggling economy, U.S. stocks continued to plummet after the market opened down more than 700 points. Crude oil opened at $104.23 per barrel, the highest since 2014. This is USA Radio News. China's space team has found something unusual on the moon, and with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. According to the study, the objects were located on the moon's far side, which U-2-2 has been exploring since 2019. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The coronavirus mutant, widely known as stealth Omicron, is now causing more than a third of new Omicron cases around the world, but scientists still don't know how it could affect the pandemic. Early research suggests it spreads faster than the original Omicron, and in rare cases can sicken people even if they've already had an Omicron infection. There is mixed research on whether it causes more severe disease, but vaccines appear to be just as effective against it. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Pensacola, Florida. I wanted to get you up to par. If you're just joining us right now, I can see on social media platforms that it is accumulating. And welcome to the show. I wanted to tell you what we have been talking about is how they are responsible for war. They're contriving wars. And we've been in war out of the last 250 years in this country, 222 years, because the people submit to the powers that are tolerated. When you don't fight their wars, the tyrants can't do the things that they want to do. The only way that they can do that is when you submit yourself to their criminal act against other countries. I want you to think about this, okay? I just gave you a quote by General Smedley Butler. He's the one that said that I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business. Look at the money that is made off of wars. I can just go back to 2001, friends. I can go back to how your government was allowed to attack an innocent nation, namely Iraq. And for anybody that wants to challenge me on that, please do. Do not justify what the President of the United States of America could not justify when he attacked that innocent nation, because he denied the fact after the fact that there was no WMDs there. But that's how they sold it to you. But did you know that they made $34.5 billion off of stealing the resources of those people in Iraq, an innocent nation that never did a thing to us? Just so you know. I love to be challenged. Don't just get mad at me and throw it off there as being speculative, because I'm not being speculative. I'm giving you the facts. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're live on social media platforms right now. Smedley Butler goes on. He said, in short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. I want you to listen to what he said next. He said, I wouldn't go to war again after knowing what was going on within, as I have done to protect some lousy investments of the bankers' folks. Let me just say it again. In short, if they want a war, because it's going to come here sooner or later, let them fight the war. Stay armed, and you can defend yourself. But if they want a war where they're going to send you to another country, send them. Send them to the war, because rest assured, that will end the war that they want to create, because they're not going to do it. They want someone else to do it for them, friends. Period. Period. So let's get this right before we cause more harm to ourselves. Here, let me throw these down on you really quick. The wars that have been fought, just the tip of the iceberg, the Dominican Civil War, the insurgency of Bolivia, the Cambodian War, war in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War. These are wars that you've been a part of since I've been alive, okay? The bombing of Libya, invasion of Grenada, tanker war, invasion of Panama, Gulf War, Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement war, first intervention in the Somali Civil War, Bosnian War. We have no business over there, friends. The only reason we're there is because we want to steal their resources off the backs of our boys, okay? The Gulf War, the Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement war, the Bosnian War, the intervention into Haiti, Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach, war in Afghanistan, which was the control of war. Ask Pat Tillman what those wars were about, friends, because he started to pipe off concerning telling the American people what was going on over in Afghanistan, and for some reason or another, 3 days later, he finds a bullet in his head because he didn't want the people to know what it was really about. And remember, that war was sold to you Americans to only last for 6 months. You remember that? Yep, so do I. The Iraqi war, where your government made $34.5 billion off of that war. And it's interesting that we were attacked by terrorists only after September 11th did Americans find out through the 72 definitions of the Muslim-stacked Department of Homeland Security that you were the terrorist. They accused you Americans as being the terrorist, just so you know. War in northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention in Libya, Lord's Resistance Army insurgency, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemeni civil war, American intervention into Libya, and the list goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it all stops when you stop fighting on the behalf of those that are using you to capitalize off of your blood. 1-866-582-9933. Notice as to whom is doing the fighting, your grandpas, your fathers, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, or perhaps even in some cases your mother's sisters, or even yourself. Guess who's not doing the fighting? The politicians who are working on the behalf of the special interest groups, again, such as the bankers, the military-industrial complex. In short, they are those who are responsible for creating the wars. Nothing new under the sun. Absolutely nothing new under the sun. I've got a brand new article here, friends, concerning how ill-prepared your military is right now for any emergency reaction. And it's absolutely shameful as to see how your military has been weakened in the face of your enemy. Every step of the way, your government has been, in fact, disarming the American people But the military industrial complex, along with that of the Fed criminal administration, they are there to continue to remind you that we have the most ready military in the world. That there's no military that touches our military. Now listen, nobody respects our military more than me or this ministry. I come from a military family. But when I see as to how these wars are contrived and who they're contrived by, and as I sit back over the last how many years and watched administration after administration after administration pull down the strength of our own military by adding homosexuals, which is designed to tear down, to make you a laughing stock in the face of the world, folks, by adding women that are not set for war to go to war, by forcing you, by the way, it's been blocked now, but as you know, this criminal administration is trying to force the military to make sure they get their experimental jabs while they continuously hide the statistics of the dangers and deaths of those experimental jabs. They are tearing down your military in the face of the world's military. America, your military is weak. It is not strong. It is weak, not strong. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take this and I'm going to throw it over to that of social media platforms. And I want you to go on the comment section and you will find the link there on our Rumble live feed right now. It's on the bottom post. It's on the bottom post. Check out what's going on with your military, friends. It's shameful, shameful conduct, to say the least. Hey, folks, as I just said, it's time for you to deal with corruption and the mainstream media, because that's who's breeding all of these wars, and so are the corrupt politicians. You deal with that, it's all going to stop. You deal with that, it's all going to stop. Now, let's get to this. Let's segue right into the main point here. Well, you're being distracted by what's going on over in that of Russia and the Ukraine. All eyes off of what's going on in your backyard. Your southern borders are wide open. Your southern borders are wide open. I just highlighted, friends, a couple days ago that over 65,000 illegals have already been imported into America through the DHS that's supposed to stop this. They were, in fact, responsible for bringing them in to America illegally. Wait a second. I thought it was about the pandemic. I thought everybody had to have their shot. No, none of that applies to them, illegals. It all applies to you, American. And I can take you through the process of what's going on in Minnesota right now. They want to bring up to 200 to 300% more from the Middle East, namely Somalians, into the state of Minnesota. What do they want to do? Mark my words. They want to bring more of those from Afghan and Iraq into America. And what's going to happen, just like over in the Middle East, somehow or another, what's going to appear on the scene is these people are going to be armed, and your government's going to sit back and blame somebody else when, in fact, they were the ones responsible for arming the enemies in the Middle East by the CIA. We have eyewitnesses as to what I just told you. They're the ones destabilizing the country. It's America, as you know it, that is the great obstacle to the New World Order. Don't ask me, ask George Soros. Don't ask me, just ask George Soros. DHS brings plan for 16,000 Afghanis and an influx through Loudoun County in Virginia upon a sheriff that is standing up and saying, is anybody paying attention to what's going on in your backyard where they're distracting you through the Ukraine and Russia? Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. One more time, friends, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you what's going on over in Canada really quick, and we're going to come right back to what's going on in your backyard. But as you all well know, I have been shouting this from the rooftops for 18 years from radio. We were on Salem Communications for 13 of those years, and then we jumped over on GCN, and we've been over there ever since. And we continuously tell you, friends, if you want to stop this, deal with corruption in the media. John 8:44, consider the source. Deal with corruption in corrupt politics. Shut the door on them, because that shuts the door on special interest groups. When you get representatives that will not be bought and paid for, that's when they're going to fight off concerning those that mean to buy them on your behalf. That's what keeps us safe, friends. Remember, the Bible says clearly that a gift blindeth the eyes. And we don't want to be a part of that, nor do we want our representatives doing that. But I want to show you what's happening over in Canada right now concerning what it is those people are willing to do. Because what they're doing, and I got to be careful here because I know that there's some expletives here that I can't share over the radio. But I'll let you see this on social media platforms as well, friends. You will hear in part how the people are not putting up with them anymore. When these useful idiots want to go ahead and promulgate their message, what they're doing, it's called they're shouting them down. They are putting them in a position where whatever it is that they mean to report concerning their propaganda, that they are shouting them down in the sense where you can't hear a thing that they're saying. But let's go ahead and take a look at this really quick. This is in Canada right now.
Screened out, as you can hear. This is the one thing, guys, that you might see protesting here for the last 2 weeks is the way they feel about me. They're busy about housing. You can tell.
So I got to be careful. Here we go. So what they're doing now at this point, they're just berating him, and rightfully so. He needs to be berated because the people in Canada have had enough with the politicians, and they've had enough with corruption in their governments and in the mainstream media. And what they're doing, friends, is they're just beginning to take over concerning what is going on in those prospective countries because they know that they're the ones that are responsible for fueling these wars. Now, if you know anything about in Romania, when the people had enough of the dictatorship there, both the husband and the wife back in 1989 were actually overtaken by the younger generation that would not put up with the abuses that they committed against their parents, and they were both executed. Well, the first thing that they did, friends, is they entered into the state-run media where it was only one channel that the people were given to feed on, and it was always directed and orchestrated by the powers that were tolerated during that time to constantly set the narrative that those people were looking out for the good of the people when, in fact, the opposite was true. And so the people didn't put up with it there, friends. So what the first thing that they did was the first step in suppressing the propaganda is they shut down the mainstream media, that one channel in Romania back in 1989. And then, friends, what they did is they executed both of those said people that were allowed to lead those people directly into hell and bankruptcy and in so many different directions, friends. That was not righteous, nor was it upright in any sense of the word. So, with that said, let's get over to this, because I wrote an article this morning. While you're being distracted, the U.S. government is importing 6,000 Afghans into your backyard. I want you to listen to this carefully, because this was reported by the Washington Examiner. They reported, shock, the DHS brings plan for 16,000 Afghan influx through Loudoun County. Now, I'm sorry. But wasn't the Department of Homeland Security set up to make sure that all of those terrorists over in Afghanistan and all of those terrorists over in Iraq and those Middle Eastern countries to make sure that they have no right to come into America? Folks, that's what you were sold. That's what you were sold. Remember what James Madison said, the fourth president, the father of our Constitution. He said if tyranny or oppression ever comes into this country, he said it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, Americans have been labeled terrorists by their own government. Go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you. There's 72 definitions of what a terrorist is. And guess what? It's not the Muslims. It's not the subversives, the socialists, the communists, the homosexuals. No, none of that. It's anybody that agrees with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, or the Declaration of Independence. That's who the terrorists are. And furthermore, when you look at the Department of Homeland Security, am I right in saying that they stacked the Homeland Security with Muslims that are terror-tied? Absolutely. It's the same thing Adolf Hitler did for those that don't pay attention to their history. That's exactly why everybody's comparing what's going on now. 3 years ago, I was crazy. 3 years ago, I needed to stay off the topic of the parallels between America and that of the Third Reich back in the 30s. But now everybody's talking about it. See how this works? My goodness, folks. You suffer the abuse until you're at the point of the precipice where you're going to be pushed over before you respond, if you respond. If you respond. I'm just thinking of this young girl right now, and I'm thinking of a quote by a young lady, Sophia Scholl, who was executed back in 1941. I want you to listen carefully, Americans, because this is what is coming to everyone's front door. You mark my words. Sophia Scholl was executed in 1941 for leading a student resistance against Adolf Hitler. She was 21 years old. You know what her last words were? Listen carefully. How can we expect righteousness to prevail when there is hardly anyone willing to give themselves up individually for a righteous cause? Such a fine sunny day and I have to go. She was being executed. But what does my death matter? If through us thousands of people are awakened and stirred up to action, she said, so be it. The kids are going to pay the price, aren't they? The kids are going to pay the price. And by the grace of God, I'll be able to be here with them in that fight. Because this is on our bad, Americans, older generation. I'm not a part of that one. But I'm doing my part to right the wrongs. For all of you people sitting on the sidelines, knock it off. That's shameful conduct. For all of you that are tolerant out there, you see what's happening. Don't self-deceive yourself. Awaken and let Christ bring light and respond to what's going on. I end with the DHS Springs plan for 16,000 Afghans influx through Loudoun County. It was reported that without warning, while you're being distracted, the criminal treasonous Joe Biden administration this month told Loudoun County officials that it had plans to roll an influx of 16,000 Afghan refugees through a convention center as a part of its resettlement program. Really? I got a question. Where is the 10th Amendment being evoked? I'm sorry. Where is the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights? I'm sorry, I was right. Where is the 10th Amendment being invoked here, friends? And what am I talking about? Since when did the federal government dictate that we bring in from a war-torn nation the most ignorant people on the planet to resettle them in our backyards when we were told for over 20 years that they are, in fact, the terrorists? Folks, I want you to listen carefully. Here's the 10th Amendment. This sheriff who is warring against the federal government right now has every right in the world to incite the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. The federal government does not have the right, nor prohibited by the states. The states must reject and throw off the federal government, assuming authorities and powers that it was never given, because they are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. It's the federal government, folks, without warning, bringing about all of these illegals into America, and you can rest assured there's only one reason that they're coming into this country, friends, because one way or another, these globalists want to take down America. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to roll over in the face of what's going on, and I hope that you join me in my efforts before God and man and our country that we will not tolerate it. I want you to read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. I want you to read Deuteronomy 8, verse 11, verse 49, verse 50, and understand, again, friends, as I've said so many times, this is judgment upon a nation that refuses to obey God. You better get yourself right before the living God. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, 2, Acts 20, verse 21. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow for 2 hours. Again, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.